What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Eric Lindquist here today, filling in for Ben Raza on the breakfast menu served up by No House Advantage. Be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Whether you're looking to play NBA, NFL, MLB, or PGA contest, you can do it at No House Advantage. Use the promo code AWESOMO. Get a $20 instant match deposit bonus on your sign up, which is awesome. Who doesn't want free money? We love No House Advantage. Go to the App Store, download the app, or just go to the website. Win big with player props today at No House Advantage. Eric, filling in for Ben right now. Ben on vacay. He's at Saratoga, probably betting on the ponies as we speak. We're going to talk a little bit of baseball today.
I'm excited. Yeah, we might never see Ben again if Emiliano Grillo decides to win the Open Championship. But it's nice to be filling in for him. Obviously, he's a stud. I'll try to back up his work.
There we go. So just so you are aware, just in case you're not, the theme of this video is breakfast. We don't bet units here. We bet strips of bacon. So let filling you in here. I'm going to lead off here with my first bet. One strip of bacon going to Robbie Ray, over 8.5 strikeouts at plus 120. Texas, 13th in strikeout rate against lefties, 23.5%. It's not great. It's not bad. It's basically average, so I'll take what I can get. There's a lot of peaks and valleys in the Rangers offense. Nate Lowe, Garcia, Gallo, Dahl, Eli White all strike out more than 25% of the time. Garcia and Gallo both strike out north 30% of the time. So there are guys that should pile up a lot of strikeouts, and then there's a couple spots where you don't really expect it. Coming off the All-Star break, I tend to lean towards pitching more than hitting in that first day or two. Get out of the rhythm of hitting a little bit. There's no sort of rhythm of pitching to me because Robbie Ray's just pitching every 5 days anyway. I've got Ray projected for 8.7 strikeouts in 6 innings, which means just as a neutral bet, I think it should be a little bit better. The fact that I'm getting plus 120, even better for me. So I'm putting one strip of bacon on Robbie Ray over 8.5 strikeouts.
Well, you're going to learn from my pick that I absolutely love that. I did not take the over on the strikeouts, so don't worry there. But I think the narrative that you had is very sharp, and I promise this is not scripted. And I'm learning that as we go here right now, that this is definitely something. But for me, my one strip of bacon beginning is going to be Toronto first 5 innings, minus 230, parlayed with Atlanta first 5 innings, minus 140. That's a plus 145 payout. So I'm kind of on the same narrative with you, where I kind of like to target pitching right out of the gate as we're getting back. Hitters haven't been swinging the bat. They've had a week off. They've been hanging out. A pitcher is used to having a normal week of rest. And so I'm going to take the Robbie Ray side. I love all the metrics you were throwing there. Just to also give the Charlie Morton side of it, 35.6% hard hit percentage, 27.7% K percentage, going up against this Tampa Bay team. They can be potent at times. They're definitely going to set up as much lefty heavy as they can against Morton. But that first five, just getting the minus 140 there, Atlanta does have a decent bullpen. If you wanted to make it the minus 124 the game, I wouldn't hate it. But I like these first five bets. It allows you to just basically be focused in on the starting pitchers that you like. And if you like the offense on the other side, that's a +2. And of course, Atlanta losing Acuna, big deal. But Toronto, no issues there. Give me both sides of that plus 145.
I love that you're on the Toronto side there. It's fun not knowing. And whether people believe it or not, we come into these videos not talking about what we're betting on. So sometimes it's really fun. Like bet for our golf betting video, Ben and I have picked the same guy a couple times, which is usually pretty exciting. Every once in a while so far on the breakfast menu, we've had opposite sides of stuff, which is also pretty entertaining. You talk a little smack when it's done. So you do feel a little bit better when you're looking in the same direction. I don't get the sense that you're going to be looking in the direction I'm about to go here, but we're going to talk through it anyway.
All right.
Second bet, final bet for baseball for today. Just two coming out of the All-Star break. One strip of bacon on Vlad Guerrero under 1.5 hits at plus 110. Now, I know this is a weird bet, and I am the Vlad Whisperer coming out of the All-Star game. I gave you guys Vlad hitting a home run in the All-Star game. I called Vlad Guerrero being the MVP of the All-Star game. So let's be clear here. I know my Vlad Guerrero. I've got him projected for 1.2 hits in this game. So immediately I am under that number, much like the Robbie Ray strikeout bet. I'm under the number and I'm getting plus money. And this is just real. Like, it's not like I have a great feeling about betting against one of the best hitters in baseball right now. This is just a math play for me. I ran my projections. I started looking through some of the lines. There weren't a ton of guys that had under bets in hits that were plus money. Vlad Guerrero happened to be one of them. And when I looked at my hit number for him, it worked out. It's as simple as that. It's not that I don't like Vlad. I obviously stand for him pretty hard during the All-Star game. But for today, I hope he doesn't find too much success in terms of hits in general, under 1.5 plus 110.
God, do I like that a lot. So on No House Advantage, our sponsor, one of my favorite things to do is to isolate the 0.5 hits overs and the 1.5 hit unders. And even a guy like Vlad Guerrero Jr., who's the best hitter in baseball, him and Shohei Ohtani, 1-2 in whatever direction you want to go, they are going to fail. He has to go 2-for-4, 2-for-5. That's 400 or 500 in a one-game sample, and that's not sustainable. I think in the long term, if you do that over and over and over again, you're getting plus money on that side of it. That, for me, against any pitcher, it doesn't matter if it's a gas can, is a profitable way to go. So I really like that play by you. For me to finish it out, my two strips of bacon play. This is going to be the Cubs minus 135. Madison Bumgarner making his return off the IL today. I don't know what to expect, but what I know is that the guy sucks now. He is not very good at throwing of the baseballs. This is a name recognition line if I've ever seen one in my entire life. Sure, he had a 4.13 expected ERA before the injury, 5.73 ERA coming into it, actual 1.26 whip. Like, I just don't see a whole lot here for Madison Bumgarner. The Cubs, they're coming off of that 11-game losing streak that they had before. Maybe that's kind of depreciated this number as well. But I just see this as a spot where the Cubs are going to possibly be sellers. Some of these guys are going to go out, whether it's Chris Bryant, whether it's Anthony Rizzo, whoever is going to be looking to get moved. They're going to play with a fury here. Arizona against righties as well. Kyle Hendricks isn't a pitcher that I love, but a 79 WRC plus versus right-handed pitching this season and a league worst 129 ISO against that handedness. So I absolutely could not find a better spot on the entire board today. You can make that a three bacon play if you want, but I just want to keep it relaxed here. Two bacon play on my intro to the Breakfast Club.
That's a big bet. I can't say bad things about Madison Bumgarner because I find him fascinating because he once dated someone named Madison Bumgarner. And that is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And I will never, ever disparage him. That is a true story. Yes, he dated someone with the exact same name as him.
I did not know such things. I just knew he liked dirt bikes and he's like a country boy who lives his life. But man, that is the stuff you are tuning in for, people.
Yeah, if you don't believe me, juggle it, everybody. You would think we're done here, but we are not. We got a little bit more to eat. We've got sides of No House Advantage coming up. And if I'm being honest, my No House Advantage pick is very obvious to me. And I've already talked about it once. But it's even better than that. I'm willing to bet a strip of bacon on Robbie Ray over 8.5 strikeouts. If you're playing on No House Advantage today, you can take Robbie Ray over 7.5 strikeouts. If I like it at 8.5, I clearly like it a lot at 7.5. I don't really have much else to add. The line that's publicly available to actually bet on is a full strikeout higher than what you get at No House Advantage. And you don't have to worry about it moving because No House Advantage props are static. If you're picking it at 7.5 today in the morning, it's 7.5 once you get to lock. So to me, unquestionably, if I like it at 8.5, I got to go to it at 7.5.
All right. Well, I have the best play in the history of No House Advantage on my side for baseball specifically. Okay. Keston Hira is somehow listed with 1.5 hits today. Keston Hira has an expected batting average of 171. Now, Rowdy Tellez did get picked up. He got picked up by the Brewers. So if he ends up starting at first base instead of Keston Hira, you can't play this. You can't play anybody who's not starting. So just want you to know that. But in the event that Keston Hira is in the 7-hole, which is where he's been batting for the Brewers here of late, there is no better play on the entire board on No House Advantage than less than 1.5 hits for Keston Hira. He is just garbage. 38.4% strikeout percentage on the season. Again, 171 expected batting average. What else can I say? Those ain't good numbers.
Yeah, you're going to end up losing that one because this game goes to like 16 innings and he bats 9 times and goes 2-for-9 or something. That's going to be the way that one dies. That's a fantastic pick. That's a great pull as well. So
kudos to you. Yeah, I was going to say, early in the morning here on the West Coast, who knew I could do work?
That's an excellent side for No House Advantage. Eric, anything you want to plug? Anything? Tell the people what you've got going on.
Yeah, so we're going to be finishing out NBA here, but MLB Slate Starter. Check out that article. Always doing MLB strategy shows, doing all the goodies for Live Before Lock. I'm kind of a little bit of everywhere. I got my hands in a little bit of everything, but excited to start doing some short form NFL coming up here soon too. But yeah, Thank you so much for having me on the breakfast menu. Hopefully I made Ben proud.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for joining us. One last reminder, please hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. And make sure you're checking out our sponsor, No House Advantage. We will be back again tomorrow for a little bit of NBA talk on the breakfast menu. Normally do a lot of weekend stuff for it, but you can't pass up on game 5 of the NBA Finals. Good luck tonight, everybody. Enjoy your picks. Get your bacon in there. We will talk to you again tomorrow morning.